Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you would tear the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might flow down at your presence. Like when the melting fire burns, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations can tremble at your presence. When you did terrible things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains flowed down at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, we have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O Elohim, beside you, what he has prepared for him that waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and works righteousness. Those that remember you in your ways, behold, you are wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we have all become as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness like filthy rags, and we all do fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is no one that calls upon your name, no one that stirs up himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and you have consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Yahweh, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and we are all the work of your hand. Be not angry very sore, O Yahweh, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, look, we beseech you, we beg you, we are all your people. Your holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem is a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house where our fathers praised you is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Will you refrain yourself for these things, O Yahweh? Will you hold your peace and afflict us very sore? End of chapter.